Well, we're back, and Mr. Lee Daniel, who is the St. Petersburg Visitors and Convention Bureau, is with us today, and he's going to chat with us about what is it really that a Convention and Visitors Bureau really does. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Roy. Well, from about 75 degree and sunny St. Petersburg, Clearwater
here. Yeah, it certainly is. It's beautiful, isn't it? And for those in Chicago and those other areas in upstate New York, we certainly welcome you. Would like you to come down here, and we'd give you a big welcome when you arrive, would we not?
Absolutely.
Lee, I think that most people don't really understand how much work goes into and behind the scenes of a Visitors and Convention Bureau, because when they think of conventions, we all understand what conventions are, but there's so much, much more that goes into what you all do on a day-to-day basis. Could you just kind of chat with us a bit about that?
Sure, and I do think the names of our organizations are kind of confusing, or a lot of the general public does not really understand. I think at some point, and I see some organizations changing their names to things like Visit Charlotte and Explore Columbus and those kinds of things. But we are the tourism marketing organization for, in our case, Pinellas County, Florida, which we call the St. Petersburg Clearwater area. But conventions is just a very small part of what we do. We actually look at any piece of tourism-related business that will bring business into the community, put them in our commercial lodging establishments. And in our 36-person bureau, we do have a meetings and conventions department that's out there selling those conferences, but we also have a leisure travel department that works with tour operators, travel agents, and the general public, those people looking to where to plan or where to go on their vacation. We have a public relations department that's looking at getting positive editorial coverage placed all around our key market areas. We have a film commission that works with commercial shoots, commercial producers, video music producers, TV pilots, even feature film producers on trying to bring filming projects into our area. A sports department, a sports commission that does almost 80,000 room nights a year in team trainings, are also the youth to adult baseball, softball, soccer tournaments, and those kinds of things. And we're the only convention bureau in the country that I'm aware of that has an education department and a training department, where we're going out and working with various segments in the community, training them and educating them about the importance of good customer service and how they can improve their customer service to our guests.
And that's very important, because we all know when we go to wherever it is we travel, that's what we look for. We look for service, we look for friendly people, and that's what it's all about. And if you don't get that, there's a pretty good chance one's not going to go back there again, and that would be all very unfortunate if it certainly happened in this area. I think also what might be interesting to our listening audience is that the hotels and the attractions are also members of your organization. Is that correct?
Well, many CVBs are set up as a independent, non-for-profit membership bureau. There are about four or five of us in Florida that are actually departments of our county government. And here in St. Petersburg, Clearwater, we're a department of Pinellas County government, and therefore don't really have a membership base. We feel it's our mission, if you will, to promote all the tourism-related businesses throughout Pinellas County.
But you work in conjunction with these organizations.
Oh, absolutely.
We
have a very good relationship with our industry partners, both on the accommodation side, the transportation companies, the attractions, really all different segments of our industry.
Now, and I think what would also be interesting for our public to know is that you are a convention bureau here in St. Petersburg, but you reach out much further. You have representation in Europe, for example, and other cities. Like, for example, I know that you share an office, or you have now have a new office with that you're sharing with Tampa in Chicago, for that matter. So it's just not a bunch of people here locally passing out information. You're out in other areas to bring tourists to the St. Petersburg beaches area.
Correct, Roy. And many people don't know, we were actually the first destination in Florida to have an office in London. We opened an office in the UK, had sales representation there in 1982, and that was even before the state of Florida started having an office in the UK. We were in 1985, we started a representation in Canada, and then in 1989 in Frankfurt, Germany, for Germany and seven other countries in Central Europe. So we're really marketing this area throughout Canada, throughout parts, and a good part of Europe. And then on the meeting side, as you mentioned, we work closely with the Tampa Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau and have joint sales representation both in the Chicago market and also in the Washington, D.C. market. But that's specifically for those meetings and conference business, where our offices internationally work on all sorts of business to bring here.
Now, your area covers what? Covers when you talk about the beaches, what beaches fall within your footprint?
Well, we actually market all of Pinellas County, which is Tarpon Springs down through St. Pete Beach and St. Petersburg. There's about 35 miles of coastline there. Some of the best beaches in the world, two of which have been recognized as such. A number of other blue wave beaches, which get another type of certification. So we have about 35 miles of coastline here on the Gulf of Mexico, and we are the most popular visitor destination on the Gulf Coast of Florida, with about over 5.2 million overnight visitors.
That's quite a large number. And DeSoto, the DeSoto Park falls under your jurisdiction.
It does, and that was named by Dr. Stephen Leatherman, as the number one beach in the United States in 2005. And then Caladese Island State Park, he currently ranks as the second best beach in the entire United States. And we're hopeful, since he always retires his number one beach, we're very hopeful that Caladese might move up to number one for 2007.
Now, how about restaurants and just dining and entertainment places? How does one promote those under under your flag, so to speak?
Well, we try to actually, in an area guide that we produce, have a restaurant, a dining guide as part of that publication. We don't publicize the chain restaurants in that, but we do try to list as many of the other independent, locally owned restaurants as we can. And again, dining is a huge part of tourism. There's a whole segment of tourism now that people traveling to dine and experience restaurants, or it's certainly, if they're not coming just for that, it's a very important portion of their experience while they're in a destination. And we're very, very fortunate to have just an incredible array of high-quality dining establishments here in the county.
And attractions, you would promote that the same way.
Absolutely, and especially our museums. I think one of the things that makes us very unique is that I'm not aware of another destination that's truly known as a beach resort, which we are. We're a beach destination, but who offers some of the cultural attractions we do, such as the Salvador Dali Museum,
right.
The Museum of Fine Arts, the Florida Holocaust Museum, Florida International Museum. The Dale Chihuly Museum is being built, and a number of art galleries and other cultural attractions in downtown St. Petersburg, so, and throughout the county as well. So we're very, very fortunate in that regard.
Now, so in essence, what happens is that you get all this material together, and then you offer it. First of all, you have a great website, and you might mention that at this point.
Yes, and that's, as you know, that's the way the business is going more and more. It's amazing how many people are researching and buying their travel online now. But we'd love to have people go to www.floridasbeach.com, FloridasBeach, altogether.com, and take a look at how we promote the destination. And we have departments in there that if somebody's a meeting planner or a travel agent, they can go to that specific department if they're a film producer or a sports promoter and get more information specific to their markets, as well as just someone who's looking for a place to go on vacation.
So they can find a hotel, they can find the attractions, they can find, I'm assuming the restaurants are up there.
They are, and we have links to the great majority of our accommodations, so that if people see a hotel they like on our site, they can actually link directly to that property site and book directly online as well. So they can do their research as well as make some purchases right on our site.
And And I would think that travel agents and or anybody like that could also go to the site and get that information, or in fact find the contact in the leisure market that they could get together with to help promote whatever it is that they would like to do.
That's correct. And even online for the travel agents, we have what we call a Florida's Beach Specialist program that a travel agent can go on, take a brief study course about the area, and then take a test after the study course and become a Florida's Beach Specialist, which we send them a certificate, and then in the past we've had that where they get some continuing education credit for becoming a Florida's Beach Specialist as well.
And the general public can go there, and if they want material, collateral material, they can request it from you?
Absolutely. We have a terrific magazine quality visitor guide, which has a lot of good editorial content, which is written by, the editorial is written by travel writers. It's not written by us on staff. It has a list of all the attractions, all the hotels. So I think it's a very comprehensive piece, and they can order that online, and we'll be happy to send it out to them right away.
Now, how about air service into St. Petersburg these days?
Well, we're very fortunate, again, to have two international airports. Obviously, Tampa International Airport is the major one, but St. Petersburg-Clearwater International Airport is also making a great rebound. We now have, in addition to USA 3000 and some Canadian carriers, we also have Allegiant Air, which started service from 12 different cities in the United States with nonstop service right into St. Petersburg-Clearwater Airport, and you're just, 20 minutes from any of our beachfront hotels if you fly into St. Pete Clearwater Airport. And that service is going very, very well, and we're pleased with that and looking forward to continuing to work with Allegiant Air on some cooperative marketing ventures to continue to grow that business.
And I also noticed that on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, there's a new entrant called Sky Value.
Sky Value, yes. And both airports are continuing to work constantly on air service. And just to give you a sense of how important it is, we're a destination where about 70% of our visitors fly in. Air service is extremely important, not only for the international visitors, but also for our domestic guests as well.
Lee, thank you very much. It was very informative, and we encourage our listeners to go to your website, and we thank you for doing such a great job bringing visitors into the Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg area.
Roy, it's been my pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure. Bye for now.
Bye.